We continue our learning. We're in Kalim Perchav Beis Mishnah Ches Shido. We mentioned Shido in the past. Shiva Tevo Tevo Migdal, a box, a bin made out of wood. Shenitala Elyon. The Elyon means that the upper part, the cover, was removed. Meaning it's not attached anymore. So the question is that bin, that wooden bin, that large wooden bin, is the Mekabel Tumah? The answer is yes. Tumah bin Hatachto. It's Tumah because the floor, the bin, gets still usable the way it is. Nitala Tachto. Let's say now the floor falls through. Pomegranates would fall through. You can't put anything inside. Doesn't matter. Tumah bin Elyon. If the cover is still usable, it's still attached, then it's Mekabel Tumah because the cover itself has its own receptacle. Think about, let's say, a pot, the cover of a pot. You take off the cover of a pot, the cover itself has room to put things inside. So the same thing is true of the cover of this bin. So the bottom may fall through the floor of this shida, but nonetheless, since it has the elyon, has the cover, the whole thing is Mekabel Tumah. Nitala elyon v'hatachton. What if both the floor fell through and the cover is off of this bin? So should it be Mekabel Tumah now, Rabbi Yehuda Tame? Yes. He says it's still susceptible to Mnei Hadapin because of the walls. Why is that helpful? You can't put anything inside. So the Mefarshim explained that you can tip this bin on its side and then use it as a table. Table is something that's Mekabel Tumah, even though there's no receptacle, because it is Kli'etz that is serving a person and a person's kalim. So therefore, it's like a desk. Now it's like a table. So it's Mekabel Tumah as well. No, at this point, it's Torah's not Mekabel Tumah. Maybe because people would not use it as a table, or because the primary use of this kli obviously was to put things inside, and now that utility is no longer. Yeshivas hasatas. This is someone who cuts stone, and he makes himself a yeshiva, a place to sit on the stone. Tamei midras. That is tamei midras. And obviously, you can't understand the Mishnah the literal translation, because yeshivas hasatas, telling me where he sits on the stone is a Mekabel Tumah. Stone is not a Mekabel Tumah by definition. That is not a material of a Mekabel Tumah. So what we're speaking about is, says the Bar Tanura, v'hu mesakein lo makom la sheves b'ktzei ha'echad. What he's doing is, he has a very large stone. He's going to be cutting the stone. He's a stonemason. So he's working on one side of the stone, and he sits on the other edge of the stone while he's working on on the other edge of the stone. And what he does is, in order to make it a little bit more comfortable, he puts a mat there, he puts a rug there, he puts a cushion there. So the Mishnah is telling you, Tamei Midras, that cushion, that mat, whatever he's sitting on is Tamei Midras. Why would I have thought otherwise? He is sitting on it. So some of the Farshim explain, because he's not really, he really just wants to sit on the rock. Why is he putting this mat there, this little cushion there? So that it's a little more comfortable for him. But really, that's not the chair. The chair is the edge of the stone. So therefore, I need the Mishnah to tell me that cushion itself is Tamei Midras anyway. And other Mepharshim say, when we're speaking about the satas, the stone cutter, we're speaking about like this. He took a wooden beam. He sat on one end of the wooden beam, and then he had the stone on the other edge, and he was working on the stone. And he'd smooth out the area that he was sitting on so that it's a little bit more comfortable. So the Mishnah's telling you that even though this is not it's not a mat, it's not a cushion, and he didn't smooth it out as if this was making it into a permanent seat, I would have thought maybe it's not Tameh Medrash. You have to prepare it in the proper way. We'll discuss that in the next Mishnah a little bit. What does it mean to prepare something for sitting? So maybe this block of wood in general would not be Mekabel Tumah. If it's not, you didn't cut it, smooth that out, whatever it is, for sitting permanently. So the Mishnah is telling you, even though he smooths it out just a little bit, it's not the way you normally would to make it permanent. Nonetheless, it's Tameh Medrash. Perichav Beis Mishnah Test. Kofes Shezerko. So now we're dealing with a block of wood. So according to one of the Mefarshim, what the stonemason was sitting on, so that we understand this Mishnah very well. Here you have a block of wood that was not finished. And what do you do with it? Shezerko. You painted it. Serko means to paint it red. V'chir kamo. Or you paint it with another type of dye. Saffron, an orange color. Va'asa opanim, and you made its face. What does it mean? You smoothed out the face of that block of wood. So now you really made into a seat. Bar Tanura says, va'asa opanim psalo b'ma'atzad, like psala chash ne'lecho sabonim. With b'ma'atzad, you use some type of implement, v'hishvo b'riteini, which is a plane, something that you use to smooth and flat them and make things flat. Shu nirim lo panim yafim, so it has a nice face, literally. So at this point, this block of wood that you colored and you now smoothed it out to make it into a seat, Rabbi Akiva Metame, he says, oh, it's a finished kli, it's mekabel tamas midras at this point. V'chachamim mitarin, ad sheyachok bar. Chachamim say, not yet. It's still Torah, it's not mekabel tamas. When is it considered a gemar malacha, a finished kli? When you actually carve out a seat into it. If you don't do that, just because you painted it and just because you smoothed it out, it's still a block of wood. It's a smooth block of wood, but it's not considered a seat. Yachok bo, yachok says the bar tunura bo makom yeshiva. It's very clear that you now made for yourself a seat, not just a nice colorful block of wood. Hasal v'hal kalkola. This is a wicker basket and a reed basket. Shemila on teven. So those are makabel tumah, we know. But here what you do, shemila on teven omochin. You filled it up with straw or feathers. And so you're not using it. And the reason you do that is not because you want to put things inside. You just filled it up with something. Rather, you filled it up with straw and feathers so that you can potentially sit on it. Hiskin on the yeshiva. And then you prepared it for sitting on those, on that kalkala. After all, now you have, it's basically now a cushion. You fill it up with straw, fill it with feathers. Now you can actually sit on that basket. Says the Mishnah regarding Tumas Midras Tahorin. There's still not Mekabel Tumah, because just because you put stuffing inside and you're not going to be using it as a receptacle, and now it's soft and comfortable, the stuffing, whatever you put in, potentially is going to fall out. Anyone tries to sit on it. So therefore, it just filling it in doesn't take it away from being a clay, classic clay kibble, and turn it into a kli of yeshiva of sitting. Sergun begemi, but let's say you wove the opening of the baskets with gemi, with reed grass, or with meshich, or with some type of string, so that now whatever you put in, the mochin, the teven, the feathers you put in, the down you put in, whatever, the straw that you put in is not going to come out. So then, tamam, at this point, they are a mekabel tumas midras, because they're considered, it's considered a seat, it's considered a cushion.